Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Tazria Mitzora, Tavshin Pehe. Again, tonight is Yom HaZikaron here in Eretz Yisrael, and all of our Divrei Torah should be Lili Nishmas, the thousands that gave their lives in the past 77 years to be able to allow us to have the Parsha Shir, to be able to allow us to live and to be proud citizens here in Israel, and Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of being part of such a nation and such a country. So all the Divrei Torah should be Le'ili Nishmatam. Okay, so let's get into Parshas Tazria Mitzora, which one might say, okay, what are we going to talk about every year about Tazria Mitzora? How much can you talk about Saras? But there's always what to say. There's always messages that come through. So let's start from the beginning. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, the first pasuk, Ishag Taber Bnei Yisrael Lemar, Ishag Ki Tazria V'Yolda Zachar. So as we get into the parsha, we realize that we're talking about people all of a sudden. The end of last week's parsha, we spoke all about the Tumah and the Tara of animals, right? Hilchos Kashrus was in the second half of Shmini, and then all of a sudden we had the laws of Tumah and Tara of animals, and now we have the laws of Tumah and Tara of people in the next Tazria and Mitzora, right? All the parshios. We have Yoledes and then Mitzora, and then next week, the second parsha Mitzora, we have Zav and Zava and Nida. So Rashi points out, Amar Rav Simloi, Kishem Sheitziraso Shel Adam, Achar Kol Behema Chayeva Opa Maisa Bereishis. Just like, if you look in Maisa Bereishis, man was created last. First all the animals were created, and after the animals, and after the mosquitoes, and after the turtles, then man and woman were created. So just like in Yetzira, just like in creation, we were last, or at least after the animals. Kach Torah so nisparsha achar Torah beim v'chayvov. So too the laws related to people are described after the laws related to animals. Right. So that is the Rashi. So Parshas Tazria, Parshas Shmini and Tazria followed the same pattern as Parshas Bereishis. If you look in the Maharal, in the Gur Aryeh, in source number one, the Maharal says, I don't understand this Rashi, until he gives us Pshat. So he quotes, Bavayikra Rabba, Di'im lo kein, lo mamakdim, Parshas Behema Chayvof, the Parshas are a Saldam. Because after all, right, the implied question is, shouldn't you talk about people before you talk about animals? Right, before you're talking about the laws of animals, talk about the laws of people. What makes a person Tamei or Tahar? And then we'll get to what makes an animal kosher and not kosher, Tamei and Tahar. So that's the implied question that Rashi is bothered by. Ela Kishem, and we have the answer, just like Kishem. Kishem, we've pointed out, is always a magical word. Because there's a comparison there. Right? Just like, and it's usually substantive, the comparison. So the Maharal here is bothered. I don't understand, because if you look back in Bereishis, there are specific reasons why animals were created before mankind. Specific reasons that have to do with creation. So why should there be a parallel to the Torah of people and animals? The Afal Gav Degavi Bria Mefarish BeGemara, and even though regarding creation, it says in Sanhedrin, Shim Yizgae Adam Omrim. If a person is haughty, Omrim Lo. If a person feels a little too much about themselves, we say exactly what I just said. You know what? A mosquito was created before you. Don't think of yourself as so amazing. God first created the mosquito and then created you. Afilu yitush kadamcha. So that's why animals were created before people, to make sure that we didn't get too haughty. To bishvil zeh nivra adam achron l'maisa bereishis. Vod yishtamim achirim shem. And there are other reasons also in Sanhedrin. So if there are specific reasons why in creation animals come before people, so why should that parallel to the laws of people and animals? That reason doesn't apply. So just to be parallel, but there's a reason, right? The given should be that people should go first, right? People are more chashuv than animals. So the given is people go first. Oh, when it comes to creation, and Hashem wanted to teach us a lesson that we shouldn't get too haughty. But that's a reason for creation. What does that have to do with Shmini and Tazria? Vod yishtam achirim sham. V'yim ken kasha. Ask the Maharal on line 9. Kivan to osin ta'amim lo shayachim kan, since those reasons are not relevant to the Torah, the laws related, imkain, bitarasan, lama makdim, behem, achayev, of, latarasa adam. Amazing question. right? Fine by creation, we understand why people come first. Because there are reasons given by Chazal why people should come first. But what does that have to do with animal, with the Torah of Behema Chaya Va'of? Right here, you should flip it. You should go what's normal, that people. V'dochik lomar, and it's difficult to say, says the Maharal, that it's just arbitrary to keep the pattern. In Parshas Bereishis, right, it's not even next to each other. Bereishis and Shmini and Tazria, right? But maybe you could say it's arbitrary. Just like there, the order is people and then animals. So to here. Why is that difficult to say? The Lashon Kishem lo mashma hachi. Because Kishem is generally substantive. Kishem doesn't mean a technical parallel. The Havi Lelomar, Kivan dehiktim yitzir's mayim chayvav. It could have used the word kivan, since. Kishem is just like. Kishem is a more powerful word than kivan, says the Maharal. And therefore, kishem tips us off that there's something deeper going on here. Says the Maharal, the Yeshlomar, Degam Torah, here's the line. Degam Torah son, eich yu misnahagim hudvar doma labriya. Says Maharal, you know why Shmini and Tazria, animals are before people? Because the creation is not finished until the Jewish people are keeping the Torah. And when the Jews follow the laws of the Torah, that's a hashlama of creation. God didn't create just a physical world. He created a world physical and spiritual. And part of that spiritual world was for the Jewish people to be an Arla Goyim, to be a model. Kamosha Bria Hu Tikunam, just like creation is fixing, so to speak, creation is building of man. Hachanami Torasan Hu Tikin Havayasam. So too their Torah, they're following the Halacha in Tumah Vatara, that's a continuation and a completion of creation. Lakach, Kishem Shemakdim Bebriya Chayava Ofo Sachanami Torasan. Deena Torah Elegamar Tikunam. This isn't a separate step. This is exactly the same message. Animals are created before people. This is part of creation. The Jews keeping the Torah. Remember what Chazal say? Chazal say, Bishal Kach Amru. That's what he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches. Hosef Hei Bashishi. Right? What's Yom Hashishi? Right? All the other days just say the day. Yom Echad. Yom Sheni. Shlishi Revi. Shishi. Chami. Hashishi. What's Hashishi? The sixth day. So Chazal say, all of creation was connected to that sixth of Sivan. Lomar, shekol ma'aseh b'reishis hayu tluyim ba'on d'machishe b'Sivan. Right? It was held in limbo. It wasn't gelled permanently until the sixth of Sivan. Im yakabli Yisrael haTorah mutav. If they accept the Torah, great. V'yim lav yachzur l'tov avo. That's what Chazal say. If we wouldn't have accepted the Torah, Hashem would have just done away with the world. V'zeo mipnei she'em gemar b'riyasan racha dea Torah. Right, the Jews, when we keep the Torah and we learn Torah, so then that is completing creation. Creation is not just a physical reality. V'im lo yakablu, and if we wouldn't have said Nasa v'nishma, then yachzol tovavo laficha hakol shem bria. So what the kishem is? It's all about creation. And Shmini and Tazria is a hemshach of creation. And if you look, Rabbi Hartman in the footnotes in source number 2 quotes that maybe there's a deeper idea to the two opinions in Chazal. Pribi Chazal about what the Maharal just quoted. Yom HaShishi. Everything was held until the Jews kept the accepted the Torah in the sixth of Sivan. But if you look closely, there are two similar Chazals that look like they're the same, but Rabbi Hartman explains that they're a little different. They have a different emphasis. Now, but Hosef, hey, Begamar, my sabracious, Lomar, Shehisne, Ima, my Mashi, Kabbalah, Mishroch, Mishachem, Jetorah. Almanas, right, there was creation on condition that Jews accept the Torah. And what's the Dover Acher? What's the other Pshat? Yom Hashishi, Kulam Tzulim Va'on Demand Yom Hashishi. It's all Tolui Va'omed, it's held in abeyance until the sixth day. Ubashkafa Rishon explains it by Hartman. It sounds like it's the same Chazal, right? What does the first one say? Ma'aseh b'reishis on condition that they accept the Torah, or Ma'aseh b'reishis toli va'omed. But if you think about the Maharal, Maharal's pshat here, no. There's a big difference between the two pshatim, because according to the first pshat, what does it say? Ma'aseh b'reishis is finished. It will continue to exist al manas that the Jews accept the Torah. But the second pshat, which the Maharal quotes here, what does the pshat say? Maisa Bracious is not completed until Matan Torah. Not just that it's finished and there's a condition al tnai, but it's not completed. Hadgasha isha bria lo nishlama kulam tluyim va'omd about yom Matan Torah v'yom hashishi shevaposak enem esyaches l'sheishis me'abria elo l'shishi besivan. He says, and that's the deeper idea of the Maharal. Okay, so that gets us going into why the order is Shmini and Tazria, explaining the Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha. Okay, there is another Medrash at the beginning of the Parsha that Reb Blumenzweig quotes here in source number 3. In Vesalakti B'Sochachem, the beginning of the Parsha, Isha Ki Tazria, which talks about a woman having a baby, connects this to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. Hadahu Dechsiv, the beginning of source number 3, Hadu Dechsiv, this pasuk is related to what we say in Eov, Esa de'i l'mei rachok, I will know your knowledge from afar, l'fa'ali etein tzedek. Amar Rabbi Nasan, mechashvin l'shmo shel Avraham Avinu, oso sheba mei rachok. The pasuk in Eov is referring to mei rachok, from afar. Avraham Avinu came from afar. He came from afar. Hadu Dechsiv, v'yisavar b'seinav v'yarsam akol mei rachok. And not only did he come from afar, he saw the place from afar by the Akedah. So you see, the word Rachok is in reference to Avraham Avinu, and the Medrash connects childbirth to Avraham Avinu. So wonders Rav Blumenzweig, what exactly is going on here? What does it mean that Avraham Avinu is afar and is birth afar from Mei Rachok? Right, what's going on here? Avraham Avinu mitur b'medrash. Avraham Avinu is described in the Medrash as someone who comes from afar. Efshar lahav, in the simple pshat, what does he mean? He comes from afar. Shavim heichel es darko, b'avadas Hashem, b'dekut rechoka. He was very far. He grew up in the house of Terach. That's very far from monotheism and anything connected to God. B'sviv asam shel ovdei elilim, surrounded by idolaters. Achin nases eina vikar es baro, until he lifted up his eyes. Right? Esad de'i l'mei rachok. And that's what's referred to. Avraham Avinu was from afar. And also by the Akedah, the Yarsam Akol Merachok, he saw from afar, a physical, geographical description. Merachok. But says Reb Lubenzweig, maybe there's something deeper here. V'ulam efshar lahavin, line 11. V'kach nira gam ipshara pasuk. He thinks this is the pasuk in Eov. Shetiro shel Avraham lavo merachok, who behove umosav al matzavo achshav. It's not describing where he came from, it's describing his present feeling, situation, recognition. He felt afar. Birosos makom ha'akeda. When he saw the Akeda, wasn't it just he saw it from far away? He felt distant. Avram noseis einav lo so makom avol hu nimsa rachok bimenu. He sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking him to do something and be close to him through that act, but he feels distant. Rachok mi Rebono Shel Olam. Lefizeh Shivcho Shel Hashem Hu Sha'afilu Kasher Avram Rachok Mimenu Hu Nigla Elav. Even when Hashem reaches the heights of the Akedah, which is the 10th Nisayon according to most Rishonim, he feels far. He feels Rachok. That is a spiritual reality of existence. To feel close and distant at the same time. Avraham Avinu was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Atoya dati. What does Hashem say after the Akedah? Now I know. Ki yirei Elokim ata. I know. You've reached the pinnacle. You've reached Atoya dati. But Avraham himself felt distant. Ketzad yitachin l'teres Avraham komei mirachok. How could Avraham be described like that? Hari Avraham noseyet enav v'ruat ha'akom. He sees the cloud of God. Who misvadel makom? He's coming close. Who holech umiskarev el? Turning the page, right to the pisgah. Adirasha kamosolo kavash kol chayav. He reaches levels that he's never reached before, right? He sees the prophetic vision. He quotes the Rambam, right? The Rambam says that the Akedah, we spoke about this in the past, the Rambam says that the command of the Akedah reflected the clarity of vision that prophets see it. Not the clarity of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if Avraham Avinu had any type of slight doubt of what Hashem commanded him, he wouldn't have done it. It must be the fact that he did it with a full heart, with a heavy heart, but with a full heart, because this is what Hashem wants. So he quotes that Rambam in the Vur Nevuchim, right? It was Vados Gemura, and yet he was Rachok. So how does that work? So he says, let me explain to you a difference between Avraham Avinu and everyone else at that time. Kol chayav is bonin Avraham b'metzius b'teva. When Avraham Avinu looked around at the world, where the Midrashim, the sun and the moon, and Avraham Avinu sees the orbits, Avraham Avinu looked around and he saw nature. And that brought him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, made him feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Eber Echad Vishar Olam Eber Acher. Everybody in the world saw nature. The question is, Kav Dakshel Dimyon Over Beneyam. Avram Ben Oshus Kulam, Kulam is Bonim Eteva. Everyone in the world looked at the stars and looked at the sun and looked at nature. But Olam Achomri Umiyachsimos Olakoach Adir. You know what the difference was? Everyone looked at nature and said, there's a power of nature. Avram Avinu looked at nature and said, there's a power behind nature. That was the difference. So everyone else started worshiping nature. And Avraham Avinu started worshiping the power behind nature. So he got so close by recognizing that he was so far. That it was what was behind what he saw. And Oshus Miyacheses Oso Lekoach Adir Shenimsa Beteva Atzmo. Humanity ascribed power to nature itself. It was behind nature. They both come to godliness. One thinks that nature itself is godliness. But Avraham Avinu obviously feels behind. Kazu, line 17, Chai Avraham. Choshu Shashem Karovilov. He feels Hashem close. Mishalechu ima walking with him. Let's see though. Choshu gemitzias ha'kel mitzias pshutahi. Hashem could be thought about, recognized, nitzeses, nitzenes li'chul, literally digest. You could connect, you could have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, Avraham Avinu realized how small and finite. And he had that feeling most when he was the closest. By the Akedah. V'yom ha'shlishi, k'shudosi yaseinah v'ruas ha'makom, hu mevin ba'achas ad kamahu rachok me'Hashem. He recognized Hashem. He brought Hashem to the world only through recognizing how far and distant he is from Hashem. That's Avraham Avinu Meirachok. What does this have to do with childbirth? Says Rav Blumenzweig now on the left side. Beleda, as we know, Leda, birth, right? Life is created, but as many Mefarshim wonder, the mystery of Tumas Yoledes. The mother becomes Tameh. 7 days, 14 days. Hatuma Krucha B'Yetziras Chaim Yimitziras Tumua. Right, this is unusual. Shekin Mergolam Anusha Tumuk Shur B'Mavet. Usually Tumah is connected to death, and this is life. So he says, Nirek Yachuva L'Tmiyazu Tumuna B'Dvar Mamurim is connected to what we just said. When we bring life into the world, we feel so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are partnering with him, as the Gemara says. A parent, especially a mother, is parallel and modeled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haleidahi Yitzira Muchashitu Bura. It's a creation. HaMafgisha Es Adam Imitzius Chaim Chadasha. Michal Gisa, we feel like creators. We feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, we have no idea how this happened. And how there's life, and to explain life, and to explain a neshama, and to explain breath. We feel like we are creators, but at the same moment, we feel so distant that it's a pure gift from God. Because we wouldn't have been able to create this. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Sheroa Hu Guf Katan, Yadayim Raglayim. You see the little baby. Karov Kol Kach Lo Meid. We're so close. Ash Em B'Yachalto Leros Ilu Otmo Tmunopi Yitzur Achai. But you realize what's behind this baby, what's in this baby. So you feel so close and so far at the same time. And that's Avraham Avinu, and that's the Medrash at the beginning of the parsha. Okay, there's more here, but we'll leave it for now. You see it towards the end, right? The goal of life is realizing the Godel Eloki that's ain't so fiuto. Once we realize the infinitude, the infinite nature of God, then we can start coming close to Him. Right? If we feel that we're so close, but we have no boundaries, it's like the Av and the Yira balance, like the Rambam talks about in Yesodiyat Torah. Right? We have to feel the Ava so close and the Yira and so far at the same exact time. Okay. We continue now. Let's get to some details of Tzaras. An amazing thought. If you look in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, Perek Yud Gimel towards the beginning, what happens when somebody gets Tzaras? As we know, Adam Kiev Arbis Saros Eis Apachas, different types of Tzaras Bas, V'huva El Aaron HaKohen O Alachan Mibanav HaKohanim. He is brought to Aaron. He is brought, the person who has Tzaras goes to Aaron HaKohen, he finds a Kohen to deal with his Tzaras, to tell him whether he's Tameh or not. And yet, if you look later on in Mitzora, how the Torah describes the Tahara process, beginning of Parshas Mitzora, Zos Tia Torah Mitzora B'yom Taraso, Vuvala Kohen, V'yatzaha Kohen Amichos Lamachaneh. The Kohen goes out to the outside of the camp. So you might say that just means because a Mitzora is sitting outside the camp, he's not allowed to come in. So that could be true, right? But maybe there's another message here. When it comes to the Kohen making the person Tameh, it just says the person goes to the Kohen. But when it comes to the person becoming Tahar, it says the Kohen goes out to him. So again, yes, the Kohen goes out to him because he's outside the Machaneh. But if you look here in the Pnei Moshe, it should be the Chaye Moshe. It should be the Chaye Moshe, Rabbi Bick, not the Pnei Moshe, the Chaye Moshe. Says the, he writes, V'yesh lo dayek, shekan shu kodim shenikvu tumasa adam, before a person is tamei nomar v'huva la kohen. In the first parsha in Tazri, it says, he's brought to the kohen, shemeviyim esa mitzora la kohen, v'ena kohen olech acharav. The kohen doesn't go to him. V'ilu lachar mikan kashim misrapem mitzarato, but when he hopefully is healed, and the kohen is going to declare him tahar, v'yatza kohen, the kohen goes out. So again, parsha pshat might just mean, because he's not allowed to go into the machaneh until the kohen says he's tahar. But here, the Chaye Moshe says maybe there's a deeper idea. V'nira levar, line 13. Ki terem shenikva tuma, tumas mitzora, ha-mitzora bo'al ha-kohen v'ed ha-kohen ho'lech acharav. V'zeh ho-ra'a she'ein al shum echan mi-yisrael le'lech latur achar nigishar b'nei adam. It's not my job to go out and find the negoim of everybody else. It's not my job to go find the tummy spots. I'm going to go out and look for tummy spots in other people. No, that's not my job. If somebody comes to me and asks me, is this tummy or tar? Okay, then I'll tell them. But I'm not searching that out. V'chein amru chazal, kol anagam adamro chutz midigei atzmo. Person doesn't see their own, is not allowed to see their own negayim. Ki miderech bnei adam, sharoa negei v'chesrona shel azulas. It's very easy for us to see the chesronos and what's lacking in other people. V'daito mat'e oso shol liros negayatzma. But my own faults, it's tough to see. Alva be'emes derech hayesharehu sh'adam yira rak negayatzma. But the truth is, a person should only see negayatzma. The halacha is yala to see negayatzma. But really, in the world of Musar and Machshava, we should only see negayatzma. Kamo sh'amru, m'lamata Torah ha'ari atachso Torah la'atzmacha. Sh'leidama adam benad zaito. Right? We should never think of ourselves as complete. And what did the Bali Musar say? Bashamayim mima'au, v'yalaris mitachas. We say in Aleinu. Bashamayim, when it comes to ruchnius, mima'au, we always have to look at people who have more than us. Right? Because we always know there's always more to do. Bala aretz, in terms of gashmius, right? Mitachas, look at people who have less than you. Look at people who are under. Rachman al-Aslan, sometimes it's the flip side. Right, we look at how great we're doing in Torah and learning. Look what he's doing. I'm pretty good. And in Gashmiyah, sometimes we look at what we're missing and what other people have. But that's not what we have to do. So we have to just focus on ourselves. And we have to look. We could always self-perfect ourselves more. So he said, "Lamata Torah harbe shekanit el asmacha das Torah v'meilo exetaksa tova l'asmacha." The more you know, the more you realize that you need to know. I think we've quoted the Baal Hamor in the past. Lo yadati sheyadati ad sheyadati shelo yadati. Lo yadati sheyadati. I didn't realize that I know something until I realized that there's a lot that I don't know. Lo yadati sheyadati ad sheyadati shelo yadati. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes that towards the end of Pirkei Avos. So the Chaya Moshe says that's why when it comes to making the person tamei, it doesn't say the Kohen goes out to him. It's not the Kohen's job to go out. It's not the Jew's job to go out and find the Tumah spots in everyone else. V'lachein on line 12 on the left side. Terem shenikva tum aso shalom mitzora. Before the mitzora is declared tamei, nomar v'huva ala Kohen. It says he's brought to the Kohen. Sha mitzora yavo ba'atzmo ala Kohen. He will go to get inspired from the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't go look for him. But once he's Tameh, what are we talking about in Parsha Mitzora? Making fellow Jews Tahar, I'm going to go out to make other Jews Tahar. I'm going to do what I can to bring purity to other Jews. Not to say what they did wrong, but just to uplift them. To bring them back into the Machane. Amr Torah v'yatza Kohen. Shaz lo yamten HaKohen, so yis over HaMitzora, lavo me'ilav. Don't wait until the mitzvah, so to speak, gets inspired. Lashuv me'aver shebiyado, to do tshuva. Go out and inspire him and bring him back. Ela adarava hakohen yetze acharov. The kohen should go out v'yevakshu kedei la'over libo. Lashuv la'aviv shebashamayim. Yes, the halacha is that when you go close to the mitzvah, Rashi quotes later on, tamei tamei yikra. You should tell people, you know, I'm tamei. You should stay away from me. But that doesn't mean we should try to inspire them and bring them back. That's v'yatza. The Torah is sitting all by himself outside. Go find him. Go find him where he is. That's what you should do. And that's the slight difference. V'yatza v'huva el ha-kohen and v'yatza ha-kohen. He should go out. Shebevada yala biyada l'oros olashu b'tshuva. Okay, so these are a number of thoughts on Tazria, and this last one has to do with Tazria and Mitzora. Now let's move on to a couple of thoughts in Mitzora. So the first pasuk in Parshas Mitzora tells us in source number 7, Zos tiyataras ha-Mitzora b'yom taharaso. These are the laws of the Mitzora on the day that he becomes Tahar. We know Tazria is all about him becoming Tameh, and Mitzvah is about him becoming Tahar. Vuva ala Kohen. So here in the Eish Tamid, he quotes from the Chovos HaLevavos. We know the Gemara tells us that Mitzaraas comes for a number of Chataim. The most famous is Lashon Hara. Most famous is Lashon Hara, talking negatively about others. So he quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, one of the classic works of the Rishonim, in Shar HaKinya, the chapter about humility. He tells us something very scary about someone who speaks Lashon Hara. When I speak Lashon Hara, says the Chovos HaLevavos, my mitzvahs go to him and I get his averus. Whoa. That's a good deal for me if he's speaking Lashon Hara about me. We'll get to that in a second. We shouldn't feel so bad if somebody says something negative about me. Thank you. To thank them. V'kfar namer alecha menachasidim shezachro oto l'ra'a. V'kivet shiki adavar shalach lo oto shedibra lov kli mole mizimra sartso. Higiani shashlatli mincha mizchu yosecha. A story about somebody said, thank you very much. Own Mosef Chovos HaLevavos sham. He also quotes, the Chovos HaLevavos also quotes, har b'nei b'nei adam yavo liyom ha-cheshbon. Right? At the day of cheshbon, after 120, we're going to be, you know, waiting for our turn, our scale. All of a sudden, all of these mitzvahs, all of these chuyos are going to come. And I never did that mitzvah. I never did those things. I did a lot, but I didn't do that. The yomru lo asinu osam. The yomar lahem asa otam asher dibur b'chem. By people who spoke negatively of you, you're getting their chuyos. Wow. V'chein, the next time somebody, again, we shouldn't like daven for like sinas chinam or pirud. But as an object, if somebody says something negatively of me, I should just shut my mouth and say, okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And the opposite, Rachman al-Adfan. If we're missing something, by the way, didn't I do that mitzvah? What happened to that? Did I say something? That's the chiddush of the Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos says there are transactions going on. When there's Lashon Hara being said, so that's the Chovos HaLevavos. So it says here in the Ish Tamid, maybe that's alluded to in our pasuk. Alluded to in our pasuk, Vinira Lomar on line 5. Ki inyin ze ramuz bapasuk. In source number 8. Zosti etorah san mitzorah biyom taraso. This is the Torah of the mitzorah on the day that he becomes tahor. So maybe al derach drush. Ha mitzorah shenitz tahara mishum shedibar lashon hara chaveiro. A mitzorah is somebody who spoke lashon hara, and therefore he lost a number of his zechuyos. Al yidei zeh ibeid kol hazechuyosav. He lost many of his merits. She'avru lo'oso shedibar lashon hara. It transferred to the other guy. Kol tarasu ma'asav atovim she'asa enam od cheshbon. They're not in my account. They've been deducted. Amnam ka'ez kasher nitar mitzaraso. I deish asa tshuva. But if I do tshuva, and then I come back, and I'm nitar, I become purified. Harei shekol zchuyosav shavim elav kabreishona. I get it back. If I do tshuva, I don't stand in my lashon hara. I'm upset about it. I do tshuva. All the aspects of tshuva. Memela zochel lekabel taraso. Umayz v'tovim chazul liyadav. It comes back to me. So that's what it means. Zos, again, Zos tia Torah sa mitzora. The Torah of the mitzora is going to go back to him, biyom tarasa, when he becomes tahor. Because it's giving us some chizah, because none of us, the Gemara says, there's not a day that goes by that anyone is saved from avak lashon hara. Little bit. Right? Unless we go on a tainus dibur, and we don't talk. We all talk about other people. Hopefully not too much, but I've mentioned in the past, the great quote, whoever it's from, right? Great people talk about ideas, middle-income people talk about things, and little people talk about other people. Right? So sometimes we're all little sometimes, but there's hope. Zos tiataras hametzora biyom tarasa. On the day that we're mitar ourselves, the day that we do tshuva, we get it all back. We get it all back. Al pi bir zeh shel chovos halavavos, he says in the next paragraph, you could also, based on this idea of the chovos halavavos, you could give, again, al derech drush, in a chazal that some are familiar with. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on line 16, kol ha-maver al midosav, ma'avir lo akol psha'av. Literally, what does that mean? If somebody lets things slide, he's maver al midosav, then ma'avir lo akol psha'av, then his sins are forgiven. If somebody lets things slide, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was very strong in this midah. So if somebody's mavra al midosav, their sins are forgiven. Klomar, she'oskim anu be'isha she'dibra olav lashon hara. We're talking about somebody somebody spoke lashon hara about. Who have al midosav and I didn't say a word back. Somebody said something and I hold back. I'm bolame. She'lo'echzav lo dibra achver mu'uma. Az... So that's what, if you're Mavir Midosav, then Ma'avirin lo kol pshav. What does that mean, Ma'avir? So, Pashup Shav means, it means your sins are forgiven. But maybe it means Ma'avir. They go to the other guy. Ma'avir. Right? All your sins are, you know why your sins are forgiven? Because they're no longer yours. If you're Mavir Midosav, if I'm Ne'elav, Oz Ma'avir Mimen was kol pshav l'chaveiro. V'zolashen Ma'avirim. Keep shooting, that's a Pashup Shav of Ma'avir. Ma'avir, you know, you would think it means just like they're not counted. But here, they're taken away. Shekol chovosav ovrim lo'oso shdibra elav. Vilus chuyosav shechaver ovrim elav. Great transactions. Right? So the next time, Rachman al-Islan, it could hurt. It hurts when people say things. But there's a little silver lining, according to the Chovos HaLevavos. If I could hold back. And then he even says, again, totally drush, Davar nosav bir, he quotes, based on this, he quotes from Chaim Yivalazhin, who explains the line in the end of Maseches Kedushin. Tov shebarofim legehenim. Right, the greatest doctors are going to Gehenim. I don't know if this includes dentists also. We have some dentists sitting here, but at least the doctors. Tov shebarofim legehenim. And everyone wonders, what does that mean? I've quoted very often the pshat that my father loved, Tov Sheberofim Tov is Gematria 17. The doctors that only say 17 brachas Ishbon Esrei, Rafeinu, they take care of themselves. They don't need to say that bracha, right? L'gehenim. Right? That's the Remeir Pamish liner. But here he quotes a different one. He quotes a different shot based on the chiddush that we just saw of the Chovas HaLevavos. Kinei hamachla hagdola b'yoser hakemet yitzal adam. The worst, right? The greatest, illness that we have is a spiritual illness. Averos v'achatam sheyeshtam b'yado. The sins in our hand. In order to help us with our sins, we got to work really hard. Right? It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime of Avodas Hashem. Of tshuva, ma'isim tovim. Yishlamo ba'amal rabba de'asiyas tshuva shleim al kol chalkeha. We got to work really hard to get rid of our sins. Amnam, based on the Chovas HaLevavos though, there's an easy way. Not that we should try to instigate anything, but if somebody speaks Lashon Hara about me, all of a sudden my sins are gone. That's much easier than like spending my life, you know, working very hard to erase them. Tov Sheberofim, the greatest doctor is the one who speaks Lashon Hara about you. But tough luck on him, Ligehenim. Meaning, Tov Sheberofim is the greatest of doctors for you, but he himself is not, it's not going to work out so well for him. So that's what he says, Al Derech Drush, right? Zeu Shakara Chazal, Tov Sheberofim, he who Chazal call the greatest of doctors, Shemarape Ofana Mahir Bioter, that heals you in the quickest way. The message for us being we have to try our best to be Makadesh our mouths and recognize the dangers of Lashon Hara. Okay. A little later on in the Parsha, we of course have saras of the body, we have saras of clothing, and we have saras of the house. Saras of the house, right? The Torah tells us in Parshas Mitzora, remember after the Torah, that's where saras of the house is described. And if you remember, Rashi picks up on the word of the Torah, v'nasati negat saras. I will give. What does it mean, v'nasati negat saras? I will give. So Rashi quotes v'nasati that b'sora hi lohem. Now I'm in Mitzora. Yud dalid lamed dalid. B'sora hi lohem. Sha'negoyim bo'im alehem. It's something positive that you're going to get spots on your house. Why? Because the nations that were in Israel before you hid treasures in the walls. And you don't know about it. So if you have a saras on your house, you're going to have to knock down the walls. You'll find the treasures. That's why it's a matana. That's why the Lashon is used. Venasati. Venasati. Okay, a lot to say about this. Let's do two thoughts. First, if you have an Imre Baruch, Rabbi Simon has a collection in his Sefer, which he ends up telling us about a message about this Chazal. But he starts off by noting that there are very many different types of nisyonos that we go through in life. Challenges. Olam hazehu olam hanisyonos. This world is the world of challenges. Shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu menaseh ha'adam bekama mina nisyonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, tests us, if we want to use that word. Right? Going back to Avram Avinu, you think, I'm so good, why do I have so many tests? Avram Avinu, yeah, well, greater than Avram Avinu? He had 10. Very challenging ones. Farkasav HaRamban b'parshas Akeda. Yikra nisayon mitzad ha-minuseh. The test is mitzad the tested. Aval ha-menaseh yizbarach, yitzaveh bo lahotzi adar v'nekoch alapol. Hashem doesn't really need the knowledge of the test. He just, you know, wants to bring the potential to fruition. But Hashem doesn't really need to know. Lios lo sachar ma'isetov. Hashem wants to give us schar for the actualizing the potential. Lo schar leiv tov bilvad ayin sham. Shekhar mataras anisayin lo tov asa'adam. Right. Ultimately, even though we'd rather not have it, nisyonos we don't ask for. We don't ask for nisyonos. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin? David HaMelech asked for nisayin. It did not work out. So we don't. V'lo lavo l'dei nisayon. We ask. But most nisyonos are not in our control. And Hashem just gives it to us and we have to step up. We have to bring out our kohos from the potential to the actualizing. There are two opposites nisyonos. The Imre Baruch talks about. And that's the nisayon of oni and the Nisayon of Osher. The Nisayon of poverty, and it might not even be poverty, or just like tenseness of Parnassa, that Nisayon, and the Nisayon of Osher, of affluence, of wealth, of having everything. And if you ask most people out there, most people will say, okay, come on, Nisayon of Osher, that's a Nisayon. You know, most people will say, I'll take that Nisayon any day. But Rachmana Litzlan, there are sources, and just look around in life. You don't have to look so far to see people who made it big overnight, and then their life became ruined based on the challenges of the new realities of their life. Right? There's a place called Hollywood. Right? You don't have to look so far of young people. And Chazal tell us, you can look in life, we look at Chazal. Chazal tell us, there's the Nisayon of Oni, and there's the Nisayon of Osher. Yisa b'Gemara, and he quotes sources in relating to both of them, line 12. Gimel d'ram avinus adam al daito, alas kono. Right, there are challenges. One of the big challenges is dikduke anius. Right, if there's no money and there's or it's difficult, you know, and there's it affects shalom bias and it affects my mood. It affects so many things. It's a challenge. It's a challenge if there's limitations to what I could put on my table. Ki ani ein datum yishavas alav etamid dog lepanasa saso v'chaso es shalves hanefesh hadorish l'tor l'avodas Hashem. Right, and that's why we daven, like the Rambam he quotes in Hilchos Shuva, we daven all the brachas in Bichul Kosai, and as it's described, we daven to be able to have enough to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Because we know if we're focused on and worried about and concerned about our parnasa, then we can't properly, you know, have shalvas hanefesh to focus on Torah and chesed and davening. But on the other hand, the Torah itself tells us the opposite is also a Nisayon. Line 26. Me'ida gisa matzinu b'Torah, yishar malacha, pentocha v'savata, batem tovim tovim, v'ram levavecha, v'shachachta es Hashem alokecha, as it says at the beginning of Devarim. Right? Sometimes our gaiva, our arrogance, leads us to forget Hashem. Leads us to forget Hashem. V'zen Nisayon gadol la'ashir, lizkar ki Hashem alokecha, v'nosin lo. When we have, we could often forget. The more we have, the more we think about, oh, it's me. I made a good deal. I was in the right place at the right time. Right? And it's a challenge. The challenge of always recognizing that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's also a challenge. There's Nisayon HaOsher. Nisayon HaOni, Nisayon HaOsher. If you turn the page, he says if you look in various sources, even though if you ask the average person, they won't agree, but it could be the Nisayon of Osher is harder. Because when you don't have, who else do you turn to? It's difficult and it's challenging, but like, you daven. Right? When we're missing and lacking, it's easier to daven than when we have everything. When there's a real need, we daven better. Mavur b'svar makadoshim, ki mi beiz nisyonos elu, nisayon ha'oni b'nisayon ha'osher, these two nisyonos, gold of akashi yos nisayon ha'osher. Right? Because Nisayon HaOni brings you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu often, v'goremes l'lahargish u'tzorach l'agi'ilav l'spalo l'fanav. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now Rabbi Simon gets back to the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes step by step, and sometimes he'll give a lesser Nisayon before a greater Nisayon. He says, maybe that's partly what's behind Nigei Batim. We get saras of the house, and all of a sudden we start breaking down our house, and at that moment, it's the Nisayon of Oni. I'm losing my house. I'm losing the roof over my head. But then Hashem goes into, so that's the first step. Deal with that. But then as you're doing construction, Nisayon of Osher. Hashem gives you the present. Recognizes the present, but recognizes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nasati. And these are the two nisyonos that he says, maybe this is the message of Nigei Batim, going from, right, he says towards the bottom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu menases adam nisayon ha'osher, ela acharei shekvar etzliach b'nisayon ha'oni. And he quotes more sources, but we're not going to go into that right now. One other point related to Nige Batim. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin that it could be that Nige Batim never happened. Right? The Gemara says, according to one opinion at least, there are three mitzvahs that never happened. Nige Batim, Ben Sora Remora, and Irani Dachas. Right? The city that has to be destroyed, and the Ben Sora Remora, their rebellious son, and Nige Batim. So Rav Soloveitchik notes in Source 12, and many write about this. He writes, so why does it say it in the Torah if it never happened, that it never will happen? Because it's part of Torah. What does that mean? There's not enough Torah besides that. So explains Rav Soloveitchik. Halachic man is not at all grieved by the fact that many ideal constructions have never been and never will be actualized. What difference does it make whether the idolatrous city, the leprous house, the rebellious son existed or didn't in the past, will exist or won't exist? The theoretical halacha, not the practical decision, the ideal creation, not the empirical one, represents the longing of halachic man. Meaning, of course, we have to do Torah and mitzvahs, and life's about being Oved Hashem. But the way that we ultimately could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the deepest of levels is by studying Torah and understanding His Ratzon. Right? The Torah is Hashem's likes and dislikes. So whether they're practical or relevant, Lamaisa or not, doesn't make a difference. It makes a difference for me, Lamaisa. I have to follow the Shulchan Aruch. But Rav Soloveitchik says, Rashi, Tosfos, other Ashkenazic and Sephardic scholars devoted a large part of their prodigious powers to matters that are not practiced nowadays. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka codified all the laws of the Torah. Every halacha, even though some of it are lamais, some of it are not lamais. This is the Rambam. The Rambam wasn't a time waster. If he felt he had to codify every single halacha because this is all the way that we can understand and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The foundation of foundations and the pillar of halachic thought is not the practical rulings, but the determination of the theoretic halacha. Yes, there is a concept of asuki shmaisa libet hilchasa, to knowing what to do, of course. But there is also the element of lishma. Again, we could have a whole shiur on this, but he just reflects that in the idea mentioned here about nige bat. Okay. We'll skip 13 for now. Because I want to get in one thought about Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmut. So if you turn the page to Rev Rimon, it's from Rev Rimon Sefer on Yemei Nisan and Iyar. So he talks about something that happens this year that sometimes makes people a little like uncomfortable. And that is, it happens to be most years that Yom HaTzmut is a nidche. That it's not on Heir. Right? Heir, this is Shabbos. So the Kiyom and the celebrations of Yom HaTzmut is going to be on Thursday. But it's not Heir, so again, some poskim in Chutz La'aretz, I'd say, it's discussion about what day, but here in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, we celebrate beforehand, and we mark the day of Hodah beforehand, on Thursday. Rav Rimon points out 2 points. Number one, that's exactly what happened in 1948. Heir was Shabbos. And in an ultimate act of Kiddush Hashem, right, the British were going to leave on Shabbos. So really, what was the Day of Independence should have been announced on Shabbos. But guess what? Ben-Gurion, in order to keep the Achdus, announced it a couple hours before Shabbos. In an act of Shmirah Shabbos for Am Yisrael. Dafka, and the Nisim that were related to the War of Independence and everything that follows and just the existence of the state surrounded by a billion people who would rather not have us here. Rav Rimon says it was inherent in the first Yom HaTzmaut. It was a Nidche and it was pushed off for Shabbos. Is there a greater Kiddush Hashem than that? Says Rav Rimon, is there any other country in the world that its Day of Independence would be nidche because of Shmirah Shabbos? We know there are mitzvahs d'oraisa, that are pushed off because of a chashash. Lulav shofar megillah. But we knock out lulav. We knock out shofar. But in the roots, again, we didn't have, there was no Sanhedrin, but the Rabbanut decided that it's not going to be. There can't be something with Chilul Shabbos. He says, Yitachein, he says, where it's, Rak, he says in the third paragraph. L'chol medina ba'olam yesh tara kavua liyom atzmut shela. July 4th, or whatever it is. It's never a nidche. Only in the Jewish state. In the Jewish state, we have tremendous hakaras atov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not when it comes to Shmir Shabbos. Now, I might add, Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg and many other poskim say, when Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, when there's such Chil Shabbos, Rachman al-Aslan cause, because of Meduras on Motzi Shabbos, Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, the poskei Ador, Rav Rabinovitz from the Kotel, says, Meduras a minug. Just push it off. But we're very Chil Shabbos, no shofar or lulav because of the Chash Rachok. But he says, every time you celebrate not on Yom Ha'atzmaut because of a nitcha, because of Shabbos, we should say that's a Kiddush Hashem Barabin. Rak b'medinas Yisrael ein tarak kavua liyom ha'atzmaut. Elohu mishtane behetem l'chashos mechil Shabbos. Zui atzmaut amiti. This is the ultimate independence from the British and independence from everyone else except connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was how it was created. Yom Ha'atzmaut shenikva idei malchus Yisrael. Yom Ha'atzmaut shenikva behetem l'shmiras ha'Shabbos. So the fact that it's pushed earlier is a Kiddush Hashem Barabim that we have to recognize. We're the only country like this that would do that. And then he quotes just one more point on the next page, where again, it's a Yom Hoda'ah. And he quotes, fascinating, that we know the Shulchan Aruch quotes Atbash. Atbash, every day of Pesach, is connected to another holiday throughout the year, important day. Shouldn't say holiday, because Tisha B'Av is one of them. Atbash, Aleph, the first day of Pesach, is connected to Tav. Right, the first day of Pesach is always the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av, that summer. Beishin, right, the second night of Pesach, is always the same day of the week as Shavuos that year. And the Shulchan Aruch goes through. Right, Gimel, the third night of Pesach, is always the same night as Rosh Hashanah that year. Gimel Reish. Dalet Kuf, Dalet, the fourth night of Pesach, is connected to Kriyas HaTorah, Simchas Torah, that year. Hey, Tzadi, hey, the fifth night is always Tzom Kippur. Vav Pei is, the sixth night is always the Purim, it always works out, Purim. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say the last one. What about Zayin Ayin? Shulchan Aruch left that one out. So isn't it interesting that Zayin, Shri Yishol Pesach, is always the same night of the week as Yom Ha'atzmaut? Coincidence? Right? Zayin Ayin. And there's a connection between Shiras Hayam, which is the stage of Geula where we took part, Rav Rimon says, to the modern Yimei Geula. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every stage of the way. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Chizkiyahu was faulted for not saying Shira. One of the pshatim is that he didn't say Shira because it wasn't fully looked around. There was still the 10 tribes that were lost. There was still the northern part of Eretz Yisrael was demolished by Sancherev. I'm going to say Shira. I know Nisan happened, 185,000 of the enemy dropped dead overnight. But am I going to say Shira? So Chizkiyahu was faulted, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. We say Shira for every nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us for every stage. And we daven that the time will come soon that we'll be able to celebrate with all of Am Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. And the final stage, Hashem should show Yeshuos and Nechamos and look at the sacrifice of all of those that gave their life to allow us to live here and to live everywhere in the world. And B'ed Hashem, we should be Zocha to Nisim Neflos B'mheira V'yameinu.